Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Bike Week. I'm happy, as always, to be part of celebrating the annual Bike Week that happens here in Madison and all across Wisconsin. It's a great opportunity for folks to have the chance to build the habit of biking. It might be biking to work, it might be to school, it might be just to go out for a meal or to get some shopping done, or just honestly for the pure enjoyment of being outside on a bike in this gorgeous weather that we've been having. Bike Week is only possible because of a collaboration between Madison Bikes, the City of Madison, and numerous local businesses and civic organizations. So I want to start by thanking everyone who has a part in making Bike Week happen. It's a great coalition coming together every year. I'm going to say a little bit about Madison and biking and the work that we're doing. We have long been known as a great place to bike because in large part we have great biking infrastructure, but also because we have a really supportive culture, and that's part of what makes Madison a great place to live. We are consistently recognized as one of the most bike-friendly cities in the U.S., and we are one of only 5 cities recognized as a platinum bicycle community by the League of American Bicyclists. That is a pretty high honor, and it is not easy to maintain that ranking, but we are very excited that we're still platinum. In part because we have over 105 miles of off-street paths and protected bikeways, and more than 160 miles of bike lanes and bike boulevards. And every year we do more projects, both big and small, to improve bike connections for people of all ages and all abilities. Since Bike Week last year, we have added some new high comfort bikeways, including a path along North Shore Drive that connects to the Southwest Path, which goes to Brittingham, a path along Rusk Ave and Badger Road that will be extended then to Rimrock in the near future, creating key connections to the south side. Another phase of the West Town Path, I know many phases there, between High Point and Zor Shrine. The final phase of this path, final phase of this long, long running project, is in design now. And when it's complete, it will provide a nearly 2.5 mile off-street connection, which ties together retail, entertainment, and residential areas, and is part of a key connection from downtown and the Southwest Path to the southwest side of the city. And 2 new east side bike boulevards that link parks, paths, and neighborhoods on low traffic neighborhood streets. So that's a decent amount of work for a year, but we also continue to try new things. Right now, as you may have heard, we are piloting a school street, which closes part of the street in front of Marquette Elementary every day during arrival and dismissal to make things safer and more comfortable for the kids and families that are coming and going. And we've heard that parents, and maybe more importantly, the kids, love it. And it has the added benefit of better structuring the drop-off traffic that can sometimes be problematic around schools. So I'm excited about this experiment. I'm excited that we do experiments in the city of Madison and we collect data and we learn from them. So stay tuned on that, possibly coming to more elementary schools near you. I also want to give a shout out to B-Cycle. Thanks for the bikes today. They continue to be a great mobility resource for Madison residents and visitors, and they are soon going to be expanding to some new areas with stations, including Brittingham Park, the Public Market, and perhaps most importantly, the new men's shelter. We're also continuing to collaborate with the Bike Fed on their Safe Routes to Schools program to teach kids safe walking and biking skills. And I just want to shout out that we have a bunch of Safe Routes to Schools plans out there right now that folks can comment on if they would like to. I think it's obvious that we're not resting on our laurels. We continue to plan for safer and more comfortable walking and biking facilities all across the city and for everyone. My main goal here is that people have the choice. of the type of mobility that they want, and that whatever mode they choose, they can do that safely, and they can do that comfortably. And so that means that, yes, we're investing in streets, but we're also investing in sidewalks, and we're investing in bike paths and other facilities. I did mention the Safe Routes to Schools plan. We have two other plans that are worth mentioning because we want your input on them. One is the All Ages and Abilities Bike Network Plan, which lays out a vision for a well-connected network of high-comfort bikeways that serve all Madison neighborhoods. And then we have the Pedestrian Plan, which provides recommendations for making Madison an even better place to walk. So once you park your bike, it'll be good for you to walk somewhere. And important for folks to pay attention to these plans, tell us your lived experience, your on-the-ground knowledge, and how we can make these plans even better. Making Madison a city where it's safe to ride your bike, whatever your destination might be, whether that's trying to make it easy to reach employment or schools, or shopping or entertainment or just exercise, is a priority for us. Through our Safe Streets Madison program, we continue to make, they describe it as small-scale traffic safety improvements, but I would describe them as high-impact traffic safety improvements, because even the small things are important to our neighborhoods. And so we are continuing to target those at making walking and biking safer and easier. And I am committed, and I know that the city and our staff are committed, to ensuring that our city's future is more accessible, safer, and more sustainable. And so I'm really happy to celebrate that on Bike Week. Again, I want to thank Madison Bikes for organizing and continuing to create that culture where people can feel safe and excited to bike around our city. And I want to thank B-Cycle for providing bikes for today, and everyone standing beside me and watching who came out to support our continued work on making Madison the best biking city in the United States of America. Thanks so much, and I'm going to hand it over now to Yang Tao, our Director of Traffic Engineering. Yang?
Thank you, Mayor. Good morning, everyone. Thank you to all for coming. I want to thank the Mayor, our alders, city staff, and all committee members, including each one of you, for the collaboration this week and also all the other weeks throughout the year. Working together, we made our progress, as the Mayor mentioned, and hopefully you all had a chance to enjoy some of the new facilities in the city we built in the last few years this week. Also, if you are watching the agenda for our Transportation Commission, we'll be bringing our draft second Vision Zero Comprehensive Progress Report to the Commission this week, and we'll officially release it publicly to the public shortly after this. And you will see a lot of progress that we made on safety, especially safety for pedestrians and bicyclists from that report. However, though, I want to say that our work is not done, as the Mayor mentioned. We want to continue to move forward. And at Traffic Engineering, I want to assure you that we'll keep finding ways to institutionalize the philosophy change we have made in the last few years, the shift from moving car traffic to moving people. Whether you're on foot, in wheelchair, on your bikes, on transit vehicles, or drive, we want to provide safe and efficient options for everyone. Here, I want to thank you for your continued collaboration on that. So, thank you.
I'm Christoph Spieler. I'm a director of transportation for the city of Madison. I'm coming up on 1 year in the city, and I will say one of the things that has truly brought me joy here is just how much biking is part of the culture. This is a city where biking is normal. And the reason for that is because it's actually useful, because it helps people do all the things they want to do in their life. And our infrastructure is part of that. The city of Madison was very early among US cities in building paths and bike lanes and creating that infrastructure. And every new connection we make, every intersection we make safer, makes it easier to bike. But I also want to give a shout out to everybody else who helps create a bike-friendly city. Thank you to every employer who provides a good bike room for their employees, to every business that makes sure there's a bike rack at a convenient location near the front door, to every apartment complex that makes sure its tenants are taken care of, to every event organizer who provides biking directions alongside the parking directions, and frankly, to every driver who watches out for bikes and follows the rules of the road and yields when they're supposed to yield and makes sure that we're all safe. So Bike Week is not just about what the city does, it is about what all of us do to help keep making Madison a better place to bike, a place where the mayor said we have those options, and also a place where new bikers feel comfortable. We're thinking about wayfinding. We're thinking about how to get people into biking. We're thinking about all ages and abilities networks where even a first-time bicyclist will feel comfortable getting around the city. So the more we work together, the better all of that works. And the more we dream big for the future, the more bike-friendly a city this will be.
Hi everyone, I'm Christo Alexander and I'm the president of Madison Bikes. Madison Bikes is a nonprofit bicycle advocacy organization that envisions a city where anyone can ride a bicycle conveniently and comfortably to any place year-round. Today I'm very excited to kick off the best week of the year, Madison Bike Week. This week, spanning over 90 bicycle-related events, people can enjoy coffee, snacks, group rides, art, discounts, educational sessions, and more. Bike Week is not only a time for getting out and having fun on our bikes. It's also a time for coming together as a community. When our only option is driving, we are more closed off from the world, which I believe to be a major contributor to the growing feeling of distance from one another in society. On the other hand, biking allows us the freedom to see and experience the world around us. On the bike, it's easy to stop and talk to a friend, wave to our neighbors, or pop into a store on a whim, all while getting around in a human-powered, eco-friendly way. For many, biking is a form of meditation that calms the mind and gives us a strong sense of independence and accomplishment. Not to mention the extreme smugness you feel as you pass all the cars on John Nolan. With that being said, let's turn our wheels forward and begin this community-powered celebration of biking. This week, let's get out and spend time with each other, enjoy some awesome events, and be thankful to those around us who put in tons of effort to make it all possible. I also want to say a huge thank you to the City of Madison for their continued support of Bike Week and their dedication to improving bike infrastructure. Madison has some unique transportation challenges, and I believe biking to be a key piece in overcoming them. I'm looking forward to all the improvements we will take on to make biking the best it can be in Madison. Thank you, and happy Bike Week.
All right, last but definitely not least, I'd like to present Madison Bikes with the official proclamation. Smile for the cameras. And I'm going to read just a few pieces of it, if you would hold that. So, whereas Wisconsin Bike Week is celebrated in cities across the state from May 31st to June 7th, and whereas Madison has been consistently recognized as one of the most bikeable cities in the United States, and whereas biking is among the most popular recreational activities for residents and guests in the city of Madison, and whereas Madison has a proud history of embracing biking as a safe, accessible, and sustainable form of transportation, and whereas Madison has invested in and supported biking in our community, and since last year has added 2.9 miles of bike boulevards, 1.8 miles of off-street paths and wide sidewalks, 0.3 miles of cycle track, and 2.7 miles of on-street bike lanes for a grand total of 7.7 miles of new infrastructure. and whereas Madison continues to improve the safety and connectivity of our bike facilities, and whereas the City of Madison, Madison Bikes, and numerous local businesses and civic groups have collaborated to organize Madison Bike Week, now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Satya Rhodes Conway, Mayor of Madison, Wisconsin, do hereby proclaim May 31st through June 7th, 2026, as Madison Bike Week in the City of Madison, and urge all who enjoy and support bicycling to participate in this citywide celebration. Happy Bike Week. And now we're going to go for a ride.